Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, first of all, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Joe. Great to be here.
So we're talking about last night's Perry School Board meeting. And the first action item that was on the agenda was approval of online registration and enrollment. So this is something coming to the district next year that'll be new.
Correct. The online enrollment registration was passed last night. And then with the hope that by March or maybe February, right in there, we'll be enrolling some new students. And then we want to do a lot of groundwork in letting people know that this online registration will begin. We'll have kiosks in all the offices. So people will start to be aware that they can register and enroll online with the big starting point at the beginning of next year.
For sure. Now, your technology director, Rich Nichols, he mentioned that you've kind of held off on doing this until now. What was the deciding factor in bringing it in now?
Well, a couple things. First of all, efficiency. They talked a lot in the technology department and with the other people that enroll and register people, how much time it takes to not only enroll people, but then to make a lot of the corrections. And things have to be exact, because then when we download that into our PowerSchool and then transfer that to the state, many times we're redoing a number of things. So number one, efficiency. Two, I think it's going to be efficient for the parents too. I think that they'll like it, that they can register online. And if you don't like to do that, at your home, you can come here. We'll have people to help you. I think it's just going to be a lot more efficient for both school, but also for the parents. And it'll be a much cleaner way of delivering our information on our students, not only for us, but then for the state.
All right. Well, another one of the action items was setting the district's legislative priorities for the coming year. Got some new ones in there this time and some old ones as well. So what can you tell me about the legislative priorities for 2020?
Okay, Joe, starting off some of the ones that we've had before, we want to continue to preserve the integrity of the statewide penny sales tax. We've had a reduction of 30% on that. We hope the legislators understand that schools like Perry need every penny that we can get to help with the facilities. Continuing with adequate and on-time funding for English language learners, that's huge for Perry, and that makes just a significant difference in our budget, and we want to make sure that we have on-time funding, and we hope to be able to extend the amount of years that we can count English language learners. The other one, a lot of mandates come up. We want to make sure that the legislators understand that we just can't continue to add new mandates without sufficient funding. So that's another one. New one on the docket, mental health. There's been a lot of information, a lot of talk about students with mental health issues, and we want to be able to approach those things to help people that have the mental health. I think that's going to be an important part of the legislative process.
All right. Now, another action item was the personnel changes, and one of them on that list was the band director, so Brad Sparks resigning. So what can you tell me about his departure and then finding a replacement for him?
Yeah, Mr. Sparks had a great opportunity. He'll be going to a college position in California. We don't like to see anybody leave, but especially mid-year, it's going to be difficult. But where we're going to pick it up from there, we need to make sure the band Olympics was taken care of. And Steve Cook has stepped up, and he will be taking care of the organization and make sure that the band Olympics is going to be taken care of and will have the same kind of quality service and integrity with band Olympics. So that's huge. Number two, we're going to now start to advertise. Then after we advertise, we'll see what kind of things come up. And hopefully we can get somebody midstream. But if we can't, we haven't talked to Steve Cook a lot about it. But if he's listening to this, we will be in the near future. But maybe Mr. Cook could help us get through the end of the year, if at all possible. So band will be still in good shape, and we'll continue to get the best person that we can.
All right. Now, a few more things that I want to ask you about today, starting with homecoming, which was just a couple weeks ago, and it was a great event. And just kind of recap that whole week for me.
Well, you talk a lot about, and I've talked a lot about Perry Pride, and here is a case where homecoming has so many different activities. So shout out to a number of people. But first of all, our staff was fantastic in getting all of those activities in. If we remember, it was extremely rainy and cold. We had to cancel the parade. And again, Perry Pride started to show. The students wanted it. The parents wanted it. We wanted it. And at kind of a late hour, relatively speaking, the night before, we got that parade going again. And it all turned out great. A couple things that people have to realize. You get the city involved as far as the route. You have the chamber involved as far as the actual parade. You have KDLS for the cookout. You had Hy-Vee. We had a number of things that had to take place in a short amount of time. Perry Pride came through. So again, a big thank you to our community for not only their Perry Pride, but then the work and the collaboration with school, city, chamber, businesses. It all worked out and it did happen. So it was a great homecoming, even through the rain. One other thing, I wanted to thank all the people that stepped up with convertibles, because at the last minute, after canceling the parade, we were calling them back late at night, and they all came through. So that was another sign of Perry Pride, and it turned out super.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to ask you about today. There's not anything particularly new regarding it, but I still wanted to get the latest update on the progress of the facility project.
Joe, what we're doing now is getting the ground ready for concrete and getting that poured. Again, we've had just tons of rain days, which everybody knows, construction-wise, that's not a good thing. But now it appears to be a little bit better, and we hope to see a lot of concrete poured in the next 2 weeks. So we're looking at, by the 1st of November, our Phase 1 project, Bid Pack 1, should be completed. Bid Pack 2 will start to get going, but realistically, it probably will not see, you know, the walls and the roof going up until probably February, March, weather permitting again.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
As always, thank you for listening, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.